Turn it up, you see the money ain't a thing. Money, it's a gas. Money for nothing and you choose to free.
I wanna be a billionaire.
It's time for Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO and KIDOAM.com. Listen, learn, and interact with Brian Wiley and Steve Rausch and other local expert guests. Brian Wiley is a financial advisor with Tree City Advisors. Tree City Advisors is an Idaho-registered investment advisory firm. Brian does not hold himself out as providing any specific financial, legal, or other advice on this program. Information presented may not be suitable for you. Consult a registered investment advisor. Consult a registered investment advisor when evaluating any particular investment security or investment strategy. Call the show now at 580-KIDO. That's 580-5436. Idaho's Money Show starts now.
Well, good evening. It's time 6 minutes after the hour. It's 580 KIDO. This is Idaho's Money Show right here on 580 KIDO. The phone lines are open this evening. We'll have them open throughout the entire program. Steve Rausch is here.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, you are. Thank you for being here.
Most days.
Yes.
I'm here every day.
Is that legalese?
It is. Well, it's an article that a client actually brought in to me to just read through. It has to do with something that we're going to talk about tonight, actually. You know, one of the things you and I talked about is talking maybe tonight about some long-term care issues, some issues about how do you help your parents plan for an eventuality that's going to happen to all of us.
It's one of the toughest topics, I think, that as even a financial advisor, as an attorney, and then as Steve Marsh is here as well, to talk about as an insurance type of an issue, because I give you multiple reasons for this. From a financial advisory standpoint, we're talking about protecting assets for the benefit of the surviving spouse.
Correct.
Okay, it's a tough one. All right. From an estate planning side of it, we're talking about this juggling of, do we protect some assets for the surviving spouse? Do we make them available for the comfort of the one who is needing the care? How do you juggle this and then include all this together for some sort of a coordinated plan and make this affordable to them, because it's also a little bit of an enigma for the amount of money that you spend for this type of level of planning.
Well, and you and I were in a meeting yesterday where we were talking with some clients about they were in the process of thinking through some long-term care stuff. And, you know, they were literally, I remember us sitting there and they're looking at us and they're just like, it's like,
I know.
What do we do?
Well, because you come to a guy like me and you say, Brian, what is the formula and how do I fit this formula? What is my result? And here's what you get from the guy that you think you're coming to. So you're going to get an answer and in the meeting. And here's the answer that I give. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what you expected to hear. I don't know.
The problem is it's one of those where you go to the client and you say, will you tell me how much money you're going to need to spend?
Right.
You know, and they don't know because they don't know.
They don't know. Plus, we have no idea what you're going to actually look like when you're 80 years old and what your health history is going to be like and so on. So in comes Steve Marsh. Steve Marsh, hello, Steve.
Hola, how are you?
They change your voice? And your nationality?
Just my nationality.
Sheesh.
Just trying to mix it up here for
our
Spanish listeners.
He is so bilingual that he doesn't even know what language he is speaking.
Well, he was speaking Scottish like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. He actually just had a throat surgery done. How'd that go?
It went good. It went good. Yeah, I'm still eating soft foods. I'm tired of soup. I'm ready to get on to something a little more,
a little more solid.
Yeah, a little solid. But, you know, I tried a hamburger the other day, and that's just out of the question still.
Oh, that was probably just... Probably you felt it scraping
your throat. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the way down.
Oh, yep. One bite? Is that all it took?
It took one bite. I threw the rest of it away. I just couldn't do it.
Huh.
Yep.
You think you'd have lost a ton of weight.
You know, you would think, but every day. Hey, what are you saying?
Pudding.
But every day I get on that scale, and one day it goes down 5, and the next day it's like up 6. And it's like, I don't get it. I didn't eat yesterday, you know? But it must be what I am eating, pasta.
Pudding,
mac and cheese, Jello,
popsicles,
popsicle,
ice cream,
pudding.
I'm finding that soup is about, I don't know, 2,500 calories by the time I get done.
Yeah, exactly. So, Steve, you're in the business of talking about long-term care and so on, and you know what I'm saying. It's almost the plight of of any person who is approaching the age of 60. And I, you know, God bless Dave Ramsey, because I appreciate the work that he does. I think he does a fantastic show, and I think generalized advice is outstanding. And his advice is go look at long-term care when you're 60 years old, but it's just not that simple.
Yeah,
you know, it's great not. Advice for the masses, but now when the rubber comes and hits the road to you and your household, you finally muster up the energy to come over to me as a financial advisor, and you think, you know what, Brian, he's got to have the answer for us. We're going to sit down with him, and then you get, well, I don't know.
Right.
The reason for it is because long-term care policies are, one, expensive. Mm-hmm. Second, they are going to be screened for health, right?
Correct.
So you qualify for them. Third is there's all kinds of different features and moving parts and things like that that can also be very confusing to understand.
There are.
Okay.
And a lot of people think that Medicare pays for it or
Medicaid
pays right. for it. And in reality, it just doesn't.
Not all of it,
no.
Not all cases, and there's certain rules on how you would qualify for it and so
Correct.
On.
Correct.
Right. Yep.
Well, this makes people nervous because is it unheard of to hear of a long-term premium, a long-term care premium that would exceed $3,000 a year?
Oh, absolutely.
It is absolutely unheard of? No, it's absolutely
not
unheard
of. No, it's absolutely not unheard of. Yeah.
Right. $5,000.
Yeah. $5,000, easy. Yeah, $6,000, I would say, is probably a typical premium right here in the Valley.
Right. For something you don't know if you're going to use, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But the day you have the policy and the day that you need it.
Correct.
The day that you realize that that money you spent on it, thank God I had it, because it is protection for your healthy spouse.
So here's the risk, right? Here's the risk is that you buy a long-term care policy and you have a major health event and you die. No longer long-term care, because now that's the risk that the insurance company is taking on you. They're saying you pay this in, but if you die, it's ours, right? You don't get to use the long-term care policy.
That's true. But over the last probably 5 to 8 years, there have been some hybrid policies that have come out that are based on a life insurance chassis.
Right.
And so there's an accelerated death benefit that you can tap into if you meet certain requirements. And those requirements are you got to meet generally two activities of daily living.
So let's back this up, and let me kind of give you a story. This is real life. This is what happens. And this is really most people. Mm-hmm. You spend all your life working. You have a spouse who has raised children, spent time at home. Meanwhile, you saved everything you could. By the time you're 50, the kids are moved out. You're saving everything you can, and by the time you retire, you've got $500,000-$600,000 between a 401k and an IRA and savings in your account. You've got Social Security payments that will come to each spouse, and you go and you retire. A couple years into retirement, somebody starts showing some signs that they're going to need some care. Let's say it was the breadwinner, okay? The breadwinner gets sick, and let me just say him because I'm probably going to accidentally say him, so I'll just say it's him. He gets sick, gets Alzheimer's, and now the question comes to how long can she care for him before she has to take him to a facility and get some sort of assistance because now it's just becoming too much. And we know this as their kids because we've seen this. We've seen this now with our grandparents. We know that it's coming up with our own parents, and we know even more so that it's coming up with us. So we see this. So this is something that's in front of all of us. Mom's doing everything she can for Dad. She gets no rest. It's 7 days a week for her. She's up at 2 o'clock in the morning if he needs it, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, 24/7, cooking food, right. Doing laundry, and maybe even doing the unmentionables. So finally, she needs to go get some extra care. And in this process of going and getting extra care, we realize what the expense is. $7,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Not unheard of.
No.
He's finally out of the house. They're spending $7,000 a month while they had been living off of $4,000 a month of Social Security payments combined. Granted, now all of his has to go to the cost of his care. They're now spending money out of their savings account, their checking account, their IRAs to pay for his care. It's all for good because it's for his care. This is Dad. This is the husband. This is Grandpa. Everybody cares about him. And this is the person that deserves it, right? But now Mom, when he finally passes away, Mom has no money left.
Yep.
And all she has now is either debt because of the care or no more assets to be able to live on, but yet she's healthy enough to live a full retirement and maybe being left alone with 20 years and no income. What do you do? This is probably one of the scariest things that a maturing or retiring couple can actually face. And it's also the reason why we have to have this very difficult conversation about long-term care. And so then we look at the cost of long-term care and we say, well, gosh, maybe $3,500 bucks a year isn't so bad. And so you get your first quote. And then this quote comes, and it is a bunch of lingo that you just do not understand. What do you mean elimination period? What is that? What's right. a maximum lifetime amount? What is that? What's the daily limit, and how does this increase? And I don't understand the COLAs, the cost of living and indexing and all these other different things that can happen.
And inflation, what is that?
And inflation, then coordination with Medicaid and so on and so forth. How do you weed through this junk, Steve?
you know, just one step at a time. A lot of times we just sit down and we start looking at the different concerns that they have. A lot of times, just like you said, the fear is impoverishing mom or dad in that situation because you got to spend down their assets in order, you know, long before Medicaid's going to step in and start paying a dime for them. And then even if they do, it's where Medicaid has a bed available within the state.
Right. And here's the issue that we're running into is Steve, you're absolutely right. First of all, there are zero facilities that are going to take you Medicaid right off the bat. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to do it. They're going to say, you've got to go in private pay first, and then we will kick in if we get a Medicaid bed available, because there's very few facilities that even have Medicaid beds, okay? But the problem becomes, okay, let's say that we're trying to balance this and we're trying to position the spouses so that we don't impoverish the spouse that's a non-institutionalized spouse. The problem is Congress has said the maximum we're going to allow a couple to keep is $119,400, period. If you have money over that, you have to spend it down. And the way that Idaho works it is, even if you have money in that $119,000 range, they're going to split that and say half's for the institutionalized and half's for the non-institutionalized. Then there's a potential that you actually end up with less than $119,000 because part of that's going to have to be spent down. And that's just the reality of the Medicaid program. Congress has said if you have assets, well, you're going to use those to pay for your care until you don't have any assets. Then you get into this juggling match of, well, do you have retirement assets? Most people have some form of retirement assets. Are they taking required minimum distributions? Yes. Okay, it's not an asset now. It's just an income stream. So then we got to play with that and figure out, now, do they qualify under the amount of income they're receiving monthly? And so it just gets so complicated for the family that most families just quit. They just stop. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's so overwhelming. I'm just not even going to deal with it. And then they end up spending down everything they have until there's nothing left.
Right.
And then they come to me or to you or to a state agency completely destitute. And at that point, it's real difficult for us to do anything for them because there's nothing to work with. And so a long-term care policy, even though expensive, provides us time.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to explain how long-term care policies work, what the ins and the outs are, who the carriers are, how do you qualify. We'll do that next. Steve Marsh joining us here on the program. Steve Roush is here. I'm Brian Wiley. Plus, when we come back, millennials, they're changing everything, right? Well, now their adulthood is defined by their financial freedom, and I think we can help with that. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580KIDO. The Team Subaru of Napa studio hotline's open if you'd like to join us at 580KIDO.
Kevin Miller, weekday mornings 5 to 9 on Idaho's Talk Station, 580KIDO.
And we're back. It's Idaho's Money Show, 580KIDO, Idaho's Talk Station.
No income, no job, no assets, otherwise known as a ninja. That was the best way to describe a millennial about 5 or 6 years ago, where they were out of college, they had no job, no assets, they live in the basement of mom and dad's house, no real purpose in life, had no idea what they were going to be doing, and now they're landing jobs. In fact, unless you just want to be agnostic to the idea that the U.S. has actually created some jobs, and I know a lot of people would love to tell me that the data sources are whatever. Just leave that for the next hour. here's the point.
Conspiracy.
Millennials are, in fact, getting employed.
Yeah, they are.
And millennials are at an advantage that Gen X missed. That advantage is that they understand financial strife. They understand what it's like to actually not make money. They understand what it's like to not be able to pay bills and to default on loans mm-hmm. or to have to live with parents and not be able to find a job. Some people look at millennials as this generation that doesn't know how to communicate, but the millennials actually know something that the Gen X crowd doesn't know. And that Gen X crowd doesn't really understand what it's like to not be able to be employable whatsoever. That was back in 2011, 2012. And I know a lot of people lost jobs. And you think, oh, you don't know what I know. I'm talking about generations because we tend to group generations by their names, and then we try to say that they're all the same. We stereotype these people probably unfairly. Well, millennials now are in a different position. They make a lot of money, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to manage it because it's not been something that they've actually had before.
Right.
And their parents didn't teach them this.
Right.
Why? For a lot of reasons. We've changed the schooling system. We've replaced any kind of home economics classes with arts. We've taken out sports and all these other things. We've removed financial education. We know this, and I know this for a fact. I've seen a lot of people who have graduated from college with a doctorate degree and now can go practice in some sort of a practice like a dentist, and they have no clue how to actually manage a business because they were never taught that part. Well, millennials are at a different disadvantage because they don't know how to manage their money whatsoever. Nobody's taught it to them. And so article I found today, very interesting, talked about this position that millennials are in. Where do they get their information? Well, I can fix this. I can help you, and here's your opportunity. Financial independence training is something that I do. Nobody else does it. Idaho's Money Show, this is kind of the advent of it through my company, Tree City Advisors, working with CapEd. We're there to educate you. If you are a millennial, you are starting to learn how to manage your money. You want to learn how to invest it. You don't want to be taken advantage of. You don't want to be thrown to the wolves of somebody that's going to sell you something. I'll teach you that. If you want to understand the purpose of investing and then how it's done, the mechanics, without getting too much junk, we won't go into the weeds. We're going to have a very targeted approach. It's called financial independence training, and I can help you with that. And it's inexpensive. It can be deducted from your taxes of your income. It's financial training. And it's done at CapEd, so it's done in an environment of learning. So millennials are right out of college. Let's just continue this, and I'll teach you how to actually invest your money and do it on your own. My industry is changing so much. Here's the story that none of you care about, but I'll tell you it's important and big news, is that Merrill Lynch yesterday announced that they're no longer going to have any commission-based products sold in any of their clients who have IRAs or to their clients who have IRAs. Well, this is a game changer, and this is almost a tectonic shift for our industry to hear that one of the biggest players in the industry is giving up commission-based relationships. If I have said anything and been any kind of power in this industry, in particular in the Treasure Valley for the last 5 years, it's that I've been saying this was going to occur in our industry. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was validation that me, little old Brian Wiley sitting in Boise, Idaho, actually knew something that the rest of the industry was going to go somewhere, but everybody else denied it. Okay, so where are you going to go? The robo-advisory model is growing. What is it? I'll explain it to you. I'll do that over time here on the program, but I'll do it certainly starting in financial independence training next week. The other part of it is I do not believe that we should remove the human element from your financial decisions, not because of personal interest, but because of this reason. It's experience. See, millennials already believe that they can find all the answers to everything on Google. But the reality is Google doesn't actually help you make decisions. It tells you it gives you an opinion from somebody that we can't even verify. But what about that eye-to-eye relationship, right? So I want to have people understand that the human relationship is important. It's like buying insurance, Steve Marsh. Mm-hmm. Probably the bane of your existence is going to some .com insurance when they can go to you and ask you, Steve,
right.
Okay, I've got cholesterol. Which one of these companies is going to be able to find me a policy that works for me? And your experience would help them narrow this down.
Correct.
Okay. It's the same thing in my industry. So here's what I'm doing. Financial independence training class, second session starts next week. Tuesday night, we have a session that is 4 Tuesdays in a row. It's a month long. It's inexpensive. It's $400. That's $100 per night. And I'll tell you this right now, that this class will save you. If you're going to take control over your investments for their lifetime, it will save you thousands and thousands of dollars. And I'll give you many examples of it through the process of the course. If you want to do a Thursday night course, you can do that as well, because we're going to run two sessions side by side. If you're going to miss a Tuesday night, then show up to the Thursday night class. The Thursday night class will be taught by Alex, who is the other advisor in my office. She's fantastic. That'll be in South Nampa at CapEd. The Tuesday night class, 6 to 9 p.m. in Meridian, Old Town at CapEd. I'm going to do the Tuesday night class. She's going to teach the Thursday night class. We're there for you. Plus, you get our advice, sit-down time, all of that for $400. If you're a CapEd member, hint, hint, then you'll get the class for $300. All the details are at treecityadvisors.com. Just look for the word FIT, F-I-T, Financial Independence Training, and you can get all the details there. Register. If you're driving in your car and you're going to forget, here's the easiest way to do it. Dial my office right now. Nobody's going to answer the phone. Just leave a message. I don't care for which one of us. We'll all get it. 888-1244, and just say, I want to go to your class. Here's my name. Here's my number. We'll call you tomorrow and get you all registered, okay? So it's 6 to 9 p.m. We'll give you a break. It's easy. It's clean. It's fun. It's targeted. It's educational. It's empowering. And you know what? If you're a millennial, it's required, okay?
Yeah, and, you know, just kind of bring it back here just for a second is – just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
What? It's not verified?
I have been doing some research.
I go to
Snopes.com.
Wait a second. If it came out of Clinton or Trump's mouth, is it also not true?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Or true.
Yeah. And
well, there's one of those that it's never true, but that's a
right.
You figure that out.
But you know, like in my industry, it's not unheard of to jump on the internet, you look up a bunch of information, and you look at it, and what do? You buy based on price. Nothing more.
That's right.
And then when you have a problem with it, you go, well, it says it does this. Yeah, but the fine print says this as well. And people never get that far.
Right.
And so that one-on-one over the kitchen table or in the classroom like you guys are doing there with Tree City, it's invaluable information. It really is.
It is. We're going to have a night in the class where Steve Rausch is going to show up and talk about estate planning. We actually should work you into the class as well, Steve, but Steve Marsh from Medical Plans of Idaho. We really should. We're still learning how to teach this class. I just want to tell you that.
Yeah, this is just the second session.
Yeah, it's the second session. We haven't polished this thing up to be perfect, and I'll tell you this. And
that's the time to put me in.
This will provide some urgency. This class will not cost $400 next year, I'll tell you that. I don't know what the final price will be, but it will not be $400. It will not be $400 or anything less than $500 ever again after this session goes. We don't know exactly what the price is, but again, it will not be less than $400. It won't even be less than $500. And so that's that. So I really think that people ought to go to this. And I'll say this. If you go to the class and don't like it, I'll give you your money back. If you go to the class and you say, I want to repeat it, you can go to another session in the future. Or if you go to the class and you say, I just want to sit down with an advisor, we'll give you your money back or work it into the price of what we do. And so we'll make it work. I don't want any unhappy people. I want you to go and actually get some value out of this. Steve Marsh joining us here on the program. Phone lines are open. The Team Subaru of Nampa studio hotline is 585-436. I kind of just killed that entire segment. Sorry, Ronaldo. Let's go to a break. Let's come back. We'll finish the discussion about long-term care. There's ins, there's outs, there's carriers, there's some that you won't get approved with. There's some bad deals, good deals. There's riders and all kinds of other insurance products that now right. I wonder, should you even take advantage of those?
And there's such thing as a partnership, and what does that mean?
Right.
We're going to cover it all tonight. Idaho's Money Show. Stay with us.
And we're back. It's Idaho's Money Show, 580K, Idaho's Talk Station.
37 minutes after the hour, we're here for you. Idaho's Money Show at 580K, Idaho. The phone line here, the Team Super of Nampa studio hotline is 585-4-3-6. It's 580KIDO. And by the way, I don't want to alienate other people for my financial independence training class to think that if you're not a millennial, you shouldn't come. I'm not trying to target millennials either. They are in the prime meat category for being taken by a broker, in my opinion. When you only have like $20 or $30 or $0 to invest, the brokers have to figure out a way to make money from you. Sorry, that's just the way it is. They got to feed their families too, right? And so you walk in there with a $40,000 account to manage, and it's just not enough money to have a good financial advisor to take that on and to charge you 1% per year, because $400 a year just doesn't cover all the admin fees that you have to run a company in the registered investment advisory business. So you get sold a product. And what I'm trying to do is to teach you how to not be sold a product so you can actually just do this on your own. So this actually fits for every person. You're 10 years out of retirement. You're 5 years into retirement. You are maybe just kind of finishing the time where your kids are starting to move out and go into college and you want to get your financial wherewithal on. Then go to this class. I don't care if you're managing $600,000. In fact, I would love to be able to tell your story at some point about how much money you're saving by learning how to fire your broker. That is the most empowering thing you can do, is the day that you say, you know what? I found out I don't need you, and I never needed you. And now you can go, because I got this. I can take it. I can take care of it on my own. And then here's the craziest thing, is people say, well, I don't think I want to do this all the time. I don't have the time to do this. 4 times a year, if you end up using my TreeSap program, 4 times a year, you're going to spend less than 30 minutes. So 2 hours a year, and here's what it'll save you. I just took some clients, and we're still going through this process, and there's a real good chance they're listening to the program right now. We figured out that their annualized expenses on managing $450,000 was over $11,000 a year. By the time they're done with financial independence training, they're going to be at about $850 a year all in, including the investment management, including their trading costs, including the TreeSap program, and they own the knowledge forever. Stretch that out over 10 and 20 and 30 years and tell me that that wasn't a great deal. That's the way I see it. So if you don't see it that way, you will see it that way. Just keep paying it a few more years. You'll get there. We'll see. All right. Steve Marsh joining us here on the program, 580KIDO. And again, if you want to go to the class, go to idahosmoneyshow.com. Go to the events tab. You can find information there. Or call my office right now and just leave a message at 888-1244, and we'll call you back tomorrow and get you all registered. 888-1244. Simple. All right. Steve Marsh, long-term care policies.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about coordination of plans, yep, and things like that. Let's talk about some of the ins and the outs of long-term care policies, and why do they get so confusing?
Generally because it's got to be an underwritten product. So just like a life insurance, we're going to ask you some health questions. We're going to try and determine, you know, cognitive responses. You know, we've got to look at your health history, because we're going to put some money on the table. You're going to give us about $5,000-$6,000 a year, and we're going to give you probably in the neighborhood of about $60,000 to $70,000 a year in return when you need it. So because of that, we're going to have to scrutinize your health history. And the sooner you buy, the better. You know, part of the interviews that they do come down to, you know, just trying to determine, does this person really truly understand what they're purchasing? And is there some diminished mental capabilities that are there? And so, you know, there's different pieces to it. There's elimination periods. There's duration. There's numerous riders that you're going to put on it. But generally what I do when I work with somebody is we try to determine how much money is it going to take in order to cover them for a year in a care facility.
In a facility.
Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, we've got somebody prior to going into a care facility that you've got an in-home skilled worker that's going to come in and help,
sure,
out instead. And most of the policies today will pay for that in whether it's in-home or if you're in an actual facility. But generally an elimination period, you can go as short as 30 days and as far out as a year. But most of the time what I do is I try and coordinate it with their Medicare policy. So we generally go out about 90 days, which is like saying you've got a 90-day deductible before it starts to kick in.
And I think a lot of people don't understand elimination periods, but that's exactly it, is that you just have this period of time that once you've triggered the policy, you don't start receiving benefits until after that period is run.
Right.
And that's why you coordinate it with Medicare, because Medicare, for those out there that don't understand how that works, I think a lot of people think that Medicare is a long-term care policy, and it's not. It's only your health insurance policy. You have to go into a hospital for a period of 72 hours. If you're in a hospital for a period of 72 hours, then Medicare is going to pay for some long-term care for a period of up to about 100 days.
100 days, right.
But after 30, there is a copay, isn't there, that kicks in?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't recall the exact right off the top of my head. But basically, generally, most of the policies are going to pay, Medicare Advantage plans, 0 through 20 days.
20
you're
days.
Not going to pay anything.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then from 20 generally to, let's say, 100, you're going to pay a copay. And that's going to range anywhere from $125, maybe up to $175 a day. And then at that point, then if you continue to need care, that's where that long-term care is going to kick in about 90 days out.
That's right. And then there's a whole bunch of other things, like you have to have a doctor assessment. They're going to give your basically plan of care, right?
Right.
And the long-term care carrier is going to require all that stuff. So those are all things that need to be coordinated as you're going through the process.
Right, right. And what you're talking about there is a lot of times, well, every single time, you're going to have a situation where they're looking at what are called daily activities
Correct.
Of life. And so the ADLs are things like transferring, dressing, toiletry, eating, incontinence. And if you can't do two of those, then in most cases, your long-term care policy, after your doctor certifies that you can't do it, at that point, you know, your long-term care policy is going to start that timer,
right.
And you're going to go out your elimination period, whether it's 30, 60, 90, 180 days.
One of the confusing parts of it, a lot of people don't quite understand, too, is there's different types of ways that they pay. Some pay as a reimbursement policy
mm-hmm.
versus others pay just directly to the
Direct.
Facility.
Correct.
So it depends on the type of policy you buy, right?
Right.
And if
right.
it's a reimbursement policy, that means you're paying out of pocket. They're going to pay to reimburse you.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
And so I think those are all things that are just confusing to a lot of people. They don't understand what that all means, and they're always trying to figure out, okay, which one do I buy? And then they're coming. And so that's why it's nice for us to be able to have Steve Marsh to be able to pass clients off to, because – even we as practitioners, we generally understand the basics, but you're the one that deals with it day in and day out.
Right,
so.
Right, right. And so the other things that you're going to deal with is how long do I need the care? You know, is it 3 years? Is it 4 years, 5 years, 6 years? When I first started in the business, you could buy a policy that would pay indefinitely. They're just not available today. And that's because we're finding out that people use these policies.
Right.
I think the latest statistic I saw was 70% of people over the age of 65 at some point in time will need some form of outside of the home care during
right.
their lifetime. And so we know it's going to happen. It's just how do we get it and how do we fund it?
Brian, are there tax qualification issues to do with these policies?
With a long-term care policy?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Because there used to be policies that there would
be. Are there? Paul's in here. We don't have a microphone in front of Paul Anderson, who's here. And actually, it's kind of a disservice because Paul was actually in the long-term care industry for years. You actually were part of a care facility, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about when they qualify, one thing people don't realize is, you know, you can qualify up to 100 days, but you have to continue to make progress.
Right.
So what we would have is people come and they'd be, I'm not in the mood to go to therapy today. Well, a couple days of that, and they're going to get dropped. Because you have to be showing progress.
On Medicare, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot, you know, you can qualify up to 100 days, but most don't qualify up to
really?
100 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of criteria.
What was the answer to Steve's question on that?
So the reason I asked that question is because I do have a client who has a long-term care policy. It's actually a policy. It's a great policy because it basically just dumps money to them every month, but they do pay tax on that money. So.
Oh, as income.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that at all.
Yeah.
Was it
purchased through an employer?
I don't know.
It almost sounds like it must have been.
Yeah, it seems like that doesn't make sense the way I'm, you know, from an insurance policy.
Yeah,
from an employer, that may be the case.
Well, and let me lay the distinction on this one, is that when insurance policies are purchased by your employer for your benefit and they start to pay a benefit to you, well, that's being received to you as taxable income, not as a typical insurance benefit, which insurance benefits are typically not taxable to you, such as life insurance. And it sounds to me like that one might have been.
It may have been, and that was my question, was because they did receive a 1099 from the long-term care carrier this last year for the amount that was paid out on their behalf.
Yeah, generally, just like with life insurance, if you pay for it through an employer in a pre-tax environment, you're going to pay taxes on the proceeds when it comes out.
Right.
So I'm thinking.
And I heard that those are older policies, too. You don't even see those type of policies anymore. So
phone lines are open. Team Super of Nampa Studio Hotlines 580-KIDO. That's 580-5436. Steve Marsh joining us here in the program. So, Steve, why is it so – why do people almost feel like they are getting a sleazy pitch when they're talking about long-term care policies with an insurance sales, and why do they feel like they're not getting a good deal? That it's almost like a car deal. You never know if you're getting a good deal or not.
Right, and I think the reason behind that is from the time these policies were brought out, it's almost been sold as an emotional sell, a scare sell. You know, and if I were to do that to somebody, I would hope that they would, you know, tell me, hey, knock it off. When I talk to somebody, I generally try and talk to them just straight numbers. Here's what it is. Here's how we're going to deal with it. But from an industry standpoint, I think there's been a lot of training in the background that from individuals that I know from years ago, they were basically trained to, you know, hit them on, you know, these emotional hot points. And to me, that's just not right. So a lot of times, you know, you end up with a lot of confusion and you're selling the fear that you're going to need it right away. Mm-hmm. So I think I don't know if that answers it. But
it does. I've explained it to my clients this way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is exactly the way I go with it, is that you have to understand that the person who's going to present the long-term care policy to you is going to be compensated right. on the successful sale of a long-term care policy to you. And so here's the way that I handle it out of my office, which is I have a trusted professional who wants my future referrals, who respects my future referrals. So he takes care of every current one that I send him. And you're the example, Steve. So I say I send him to Steve Marsh because Steve Marsh knows that if he takes care of that one, even if there's no sale at the end of it, he knows that I'm going to send him even more referrals mm-hmm. because I know that it took a tremendous act of honesty for him to say, this isn't appropriate for you. I don't want to sell you a long-term care policy. And you send him back to me and you get no compensation for that meeting. I always say this, is that when you're going to go to a professional who is going to be compensated through sales, make sure that you get referred to that person and that there is some ownership from somebody else on that referral. And that's the way I handle it out of my office, because right. I do own those referrals. I look at it as you, when I send you somebody, Steve Marsh, you are an extension of me, and you could blow that relationship
oh,
up
absolutely.
Very quickly. You've always respected that. I've appreciated right. that. And that's the reason why I send you my clients. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I explained it yesterday in a meeting about long-term care, which is I trust him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I do.
That's, yep. I don't know what else to mm-hmm. say. There's literally no other way. When somebody feels like, you know, is this deal right? Is this a sleazy deal? And here's the thing. No, I trust them.
Right.
And that's the reason why I trust that the deal is fine, because long-term care policies are also very specialized. And I would be lying to you to tell you that I could be a long-term care expert and your investment expert and all these other roles in your life from a financial advisory standpoint, because I can't. I can't do it. In fact, I don't even think I could be a great insurance guy to you and do all these other roles. That's why I gave up that license as well.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Steve Marsh joining us here on the program. Steve Roush is here as well. The phone lines are open. The Team Super of Nampa studio hotline's open at 580-KIDO. That's 580-5436. Steve Marsh. Or did I say Steve Roush? I already did.
Yeah, you did.
Fine. It's Idaho's Money Show.
Fine.
Fuck.
And we're back. It's Idaho's Money Show, 580KIDO, Idaho's Talk Station.
All right. So Steve Marsh is joining us here on the program, and you're a great resource for us here. And we certainly appreciate you joining us and sharing your time with us. And it's all a part of Idaho's Money Show. I'll offer this out to any person listening to the program, which is we've got a great website set up with contact links to every person who appears on this program, every expert, every attorney, to Steve Roush, to Steve Marsh, to Chris Sperry and Rob Vail. I mean, there's just there alone, you've got three attorneys, an insurance expert. You've got me. I'm there. Dan Sullivan, mortgage expert, Dallas Millington, CPA. And the funny thing is that some people, some of you, and I know that you people are doing this right now, that you don't make the phone call. You won't send the message. You perpetuate the problem. And it's up to you. I mean, I'm never going to be able to force you to take action. There are times when you meet people that will complain about their health, and you realize that the first step they need to make toward their health is actually to make a change in the way that they eat, or the change in the way that they take care of activity. And there's nothing else you can do other than they've got to take the first step. Well, it's the same thing. You've got a free resource. You have a radio program here. The resource that you have available to you to be able to reach out to us without cost is invaluable. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is go to idosmoneyshow.com and you reach out, and you're going to find out how painless it is. So if you have a question and it goes to me, I will send it off to the appropriate professional. That person will then respond back to you. I usually see the message as well, and then we check in to be sure that that answered your question, and then we're done. We don't add you to a That's mailing right. list. Mm-hmm. We're not spamming you. We're not calling you. We're not farming you out to anything else. We answered your question. Tell me where else you can get that. You don't.
Yeah, free of charge.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the other part of it. Every single person that I deal with through Idaho's Money Show has been vetted by each one of us on this program. There is not a single person who I refer business to that I have not tested, that I have not sent repeated business to, that I have not asked how the referrals came back, how it went, that Steve Roush hasn't done the same thing, Steve Marsh.
That's right.
Meaning you will not find a vetted group that does what we do that has a level of professionalism, I think, anywhere in the Treasure Valley. You will not find it. And then we're also accountable to each other. And so the reason why I'm so strong on this one tonight is because I just met with a couple just last week that very rough financial times for them, acting as if the world was against them and everything else was everybody else's fault. And it's not. It was theirs. It's 100% owned by them because you have a resource and it's right here. So there's that. And then the other part of it is this. You have opportunity. We have opportunity right now to help you save money, make money, protect money, help family members. You just have to reach out. Go to idahosmoneyshow.com. We're ready to help you. I have the staff available to take your investments and help you do better things with them. Steve Marsh can help you. Steve Roush can help you. It's the way it works. idahosmoneyshow.com. Call
Brian,
us.
Brian can help you.
Brian who?
Wiley.
Brian, that's Wiley. Me.
That's you.
At least I think it is. I'm wearing his underwear. Hope it is. All right.
That's
so that's
just
it.
A scary thought, yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. We're all here to help you.
Pretty big britches to fill.
That's right. Big britches. Yeah. Big britches.
Steve Marsh, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Steve Roush, thank you.
Absolutely.
It's Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO. Again, it's idahosmoneyshow.com. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.